Yeah, the boat is qualified, but there won't be a final selection made until probably March for the actual people that get into the boat.
And how will that resolve itself?
Well, it's actually worked out quite well in that normally, like, there are two seats in the boat, so they would normally try lots of different combinations and take the two fastest. But what they have done is they've kept myself and Claire Land together, and we caught the Claire, I qualified the boat with in September. So that's been really good. We've been able to train together and not have to worry really about the trial as such. We will, you know, we don't have to try different combinations. There's another double N of Denise Watt and Sarah Dolan, and they're training together as well, and the two boats will race off in either February or March, and then they will decide which boat goes.
So there's no guarantee that you know, that you're qualified, because anything could happen on a race off like that.
I think they will be clever about it as well, though. Like, myself and Claire have been consistently faster in training. We've never been beaten in anything, so that looks pretty good. And if one of us were sick or we had an off day, I'd say they would probably retrial it, or they might open up the combinations again, but it wouldn't be game over as such. I think we've kind of, as they say, they have a lot of evidence and data in the bank already, so it puts a strong case for us to continue as the double.
And how well are yourself and Claire training together, and how good is that boat going?
Yeah, it's definitely moved on from last year. We've made some technical gains, and I suppose last year I was just coming back after the break, so I'm a lot stronger this year, and Claire has really moved on from a physiological point of view as well. She did some very good times on the rowing machine, so it looks pretty good. It can be difficult to tell in the winter. You're not really doing race work, you're just doing the longer, slower stuff, but everything is looking good for us to be going fast in the summer.
And what type of training were you doing in Spain?
So we were doing three sessions a day. We would be up and we would start our first session at 7:30 and train for 2 hours, and then come back, have breakfast before that, and then do the 2 hours, and then come back in and have another breakfast and a short break, and then another hour and a half-ish before lunch. The only thing was, like, we were in training camp, so there was lots of time to recover between sessions, so it means you can train a lot harder than you would at home when you're kind of rushing home to work and family and all the rest of it.
And overall, so you're quietly confident that yourself and Claire Lamb should be in a position to be the crew for the Irish team to compete in the Olympics.
Yeah, we really are. Like, we're really focusing on Rio at the moment, and not, you know, we won't be prioritising these trials. Of course, we'll take them very seriously when we're lining up to race, but we're kind of looking at bigger pictures and planning out our build up to Rio.
So you're kind of training through the trials as
such? Exactly, yeah. We just wouldn't be able to afford the luxury of taking time or downtime before them, because we have three World Cups and the European Championships all before the Olympics. So it will be a busy build-up, and we need to train hard this time of year and not take any time off.
So when are they taking place? When are these races taking place?
So our first race will be in Italy, in Varese, in the middle of April. And then 3 weeks after that, we have the Europeans in Brandenburg. And then 3 weeks after that again is a World Cup in Lucerne in Switzerland. And then the last World Cup is 3 weeks after that. That's in Poznan in Poland. The boats will go to Rio after the second World Cup, but we'll have a spare boat then to train in for the third World Cup.
So a very, very, very busy schedule for Sinead Jennings.
Yeah.
And will you be continuing to work during that period?
Oh, I'm very much just working, you know, part-time at the moment. So, no, I wouldn't say so. We'll have to kind of throw everything at it at that point.
Yeah, you have come back out of retirement, if that's a correct word to use in your situation. You know, you've qualified for the Olympics. Any regrets?
Not at all. It's been a fabulous journey so far. I'm absolutely loving rowing with Claire. She's a fabulous girl to row with, and just we have such fun together, as well as kind of we have very similar philosophies on training and row very similarly. So it's been brilliant. Our coach, Don McLaughlin, is excellent as well. And it's just so good to work with a coach who's so dedicated to the women's double. And even, you know, family life is... I have more times with the girls than if I was working full time as a doctor, because I get home earlier in the evenings and can pick them up from school and do homework and stuff. And you know, it's really been really, really great, actually.
And where is this training taking place? Is it down in Cork?
Yeah, we're based in Cork. Sam, my husband, he's still training as an orthopaedic surgeon. He was supposed to be based in Waterford this year, but he managed to change to be in Cork. So although he works very long hours, we're living 5 minutes from the hospital, so we get to see him all the time, you know, every day as well. So it's working out well from a family point of view too.
And what type of training do you do during the week? Are you talking about a couple of sessions a day?
Yeah, 2-3 sessions a day. We start at 7:30 and we're on the water till 10 o'clock. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays we do 3 sessions. We're on the water again before lunch, and then after lunch, Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays we normally do weights as our second session, and then Saturdays we do 2 sessions, and Sundays just 1 long session. So we tend to be kind of done and dusted by 10:30 or 11 on a Sunday and have the rest of the day off.
Sinead, would you say you're as fit now as you have ever been?
Yeah, I've done some physiological testing. I'm not able to use the rowing machine because I had a shoulder injury back in 2002. So I tested on the wash bike instead, and I set a new world record just before we went on training camp. So yeah, it's fitter than I've ever been, and it's kind of ironic, I'm much stronger on the bike now than when I was cycling. So you know, technically I wouldn't be as good on the bike, but the actual watts that I'm producing are much higher. So
could you explain maybe that world record, what exactly did it consist of?
So it was a 30 minute test on the bike, as hard as you could go for 30 minutes. And they take into consideration the wattage that you produce, the average wattage you produce for the 30 minutes, and your weight, and the wattage I did divided by my weight was a new world record.
And that's irrespective of age. That's just
irrespective of age. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So it was really encouraging to know that, and the training from a physiological point of view is going really well. Because in rowing, it can be hard to time, you know, the times that you do in rowing are so dependent on the water conditions, the wind, the water temperature, and the actual how good the conditions are, that it's very hard to compare times from one year to the next. But something like the bike test, it's very, you know, the conditions are the same. It's a good way to know if you're improving or not.
So were people astounded by that, or did they expect it from Sinead Jennings?
They were astounded, all right. My coach was particularly happy. Like, he knew that I was going well, but for him, he's a big numbers man as well. He was absolutely delighted, and he was very excited when he was entering the results on the computer and put a world best time beside it in brackets. He said, "I don't often get to put that down." So it was, it was really a confidence booster for him as well, that he's giving us the right training.
Well, it'd be very unlikely that somebody of your stature and results like that would not be included in the Irish team. So I can see why you're quietly confident that you'll certainly be one of those on the boat.
Yeah, I would really hope to be now. It would be, barring injury or something like that, you know, we should be the boat.
Well, can you get fitter, is a question one would ask now at this stage?
I didn't think I could, but my score had improved quite a bit from last year, and based on those results, my coach thinks that there is still a bit more to come, because he didn't expect to see such a big improvement, and he said, you know, there still are smaller improvements still to come based on that.
And I suppose, as you mentioned, technique in relation to the cycling, technique obviously is going to be a big factor in the boat as well.
Exactly, yeah. And we've had an extra, like last year myself and Claire only had 6 weeks together before the World Championships. So we've had a full year together now, so that should make a big difference.
How would you expect to do in these forthcoming races that you mentioned there?
I would really like to medal. It's hard to know exactly. Like, everyone will have moved on this year being the Olympic year, and people dedicate a lot more to it, give up jobs, and spend a lot more time on training camps. So there will be a big improvement globally, but we do think that, you know, we'd really love to get a medal, to be honest. That would be, or certainly making the A final. That would be kind of the real goal, and then the medal would be a bonus.
Again, that would be remarkable, considering that you know you're winning your medals, world titles, and so on, in the early noughties.
Yeah, you know. yeah, my first so my first international regatta was 2000, and yeah, I used to medal all the time in the single, but yeah, it would be lovely to be back on the podium again, especially in the double.
Well, you were a remarkable lady back then. You're still a remarkable lady. You're still breaking world records. So, you know, you are some lady. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, thanks, Major. I know I'm very lucky that I'm getting this opportunity again, and that I'm getting support from everyone. You know, it's been great.
Tell me, there's maybe a little bit of a worry, I suppose, in relation to a virus that's out there, the Zika virus. Have you any fears about going out there?
I suppose, you know, if I first look at it, it is pretty scary, you know. And it's the fact that it is such a big outbreak, really. But we need to look at it, basically what the risk is to us. We'll be taking all the necessary precautions. And it is very early stages in the outbreak, and we don't know how things will, what more information will manifest, but at the moment I'm happy to go, taking the necessary precautions, and we will be monitoring the situation. We're getting advice from the Olympic Council, and they have a team kind of monitoring it, so at the moment we're happy to go. We just hope everyone else pulls out. We will get a medal, but no, I don't really know how things will pan out, but we will be doing our best to get there no matter what, and to minimise any risk.
Yeah, you're a medical doctor. Maybe just explain in layman's terms, you know, the effects of the virus, what effect it could have.
Well, for like 90% of people, if they're affected, they won't notice. They won't notice that they've been affected at all. And 10% will get flu-like symptoms. So that will be kind of pretty miserable to have to compete if you did have those flu-like symptoms. But the major risk really is with pregnant women. If they're affected by it, they can then have birth defects in the children. So it's a huge risk really for women who are pregnant, or women of childbearing age who could become pregnant out there. So again, that's where precautions would really be necessary.
Would it affect people that, which there could be very many that are pregnant competing in the Olympics, but as you
no,
say, perhaps
no,
there
wouldn't, but there would be, and there would be support staff, you know, that may be pregnant, or, you know, if you did become pregnant out there or something, you know, after the games, or, you know, there are risks, all right.
Well, hopefully that won't be a factor, because we'd like to see, I suppose, people that have qualified competing out there.
Yeah, exactly. And you do, I joke when I say, wish everyone would pull out, but you want to know that you're competing against everyone, and it's not really the same if you get your medal because your main opposition have pulled out or something like that. So you do want a fair game, and hopefully they will manage to sort it out. Like I was just reading there last night, actually, that they're thinking that maybe it's a pesticide in the water, that they've actually put the pesticide in the water to kill the mosquitoes at one of the stages in their life cycle. So, you know, it may not be that the Zika virus is being transmitted through the mosquito. It's hard to know yet. It is so early.